Now, was your dad a basketball player?
No. He wasn't a basketball player. He's a baseball. He loved to play baseball, but he didn't play no kind of basketball. Now, my brother was 100% better baseball player than he was basketball. But during that time, the blacks couldn't get into baseball, so he joined the Globetrotters.
Now, your brother was Clarence, right? Did you and Clarence talk about wanting to play professional sports?
No. But all we did was play. In the summertime, we would play, young guys like we were, we would play baseball with the older men in the summertime. He pitched and played shortstop. I pitched and played center field with guys like 35, 40 years old. Summertime, yeah. But no, we never thought about playing it.
You're a nice sized man. I mean, I'm about 5'10", 6 foot?
7 and a half, right at close to six.
Yeah. How tall is your brother?
Not much taller. He's about six, I guess. Maybe a half inch tall now.
How did he get picked to play with the Globetrotters? I mean.
Well, he went to Nashville, A&I State College in Nashville. And he was an outstanding player down there, the last 3 years down there? He stayed down there 3 years. And he was an outstanding player down there. Boy Bowie was the first guy down there to be the outstanding player. And he had one arm. He played the Globetrotters about 2 years. His arm was amputated when he was a kid. He got a scholarship in our state and played with the Globetrotters about a couple of years anyway. He had one arm.
So how did your brother, did he get a scholarship to go to college?
I did too.
Where'd you go?
I went down to A&I State too, but I tell you what happened to me. He stayed 3 years. Then when I got out of school, I went, stayed 6 months, Uncle Sam got me. During that time, wouldn't keep you out.
Right.
So I went to the Army, and I took my training in Fort Knox. I went to, when I got to go overseas, I went to Seattle, Washington, and from there to Japan, from Japan to Korea. Am I going too fast? Mm-hmm. To Korea, and I stayed on the front lines in Korea 11 months and 23 days.
Oh, God.
Front line.
You and your brother, Clarence, mm-hmm. Are you good friends?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we were.
When he became a Globetrotter, did you ever get to see him play much?
About 100 times a year. I mean, no, really, I mean, what I'm saying is, well, they played that. I mean, see, he married. He bought a home right across from where I live at now, this big two-story house. And he'd get him a new car, man, every other year, you know. There's a guy down in Tennessee. I can't say his little name now, but he sold cars. He just the Globetrotters have them like it costs, like, you know. Yeah. And I would take his wife, and sometimes he'd call and say, bring my wife to St. Louis or somewhere like this. Well, I'd get in the car and take her. I'd take her to the airport, and she'd catch a plane on. And I got to see him play 10, 15. I got to see him play so much, I didn't care about seeing him play. I like the intermission when they have the jugglers and the different things out there, you know, halftime court.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got to see him play. Oh, gosh.
I've seen the Globetrotters mm-hmm. play. And I may have seen your brother play. I don't remember.
They made two movies.
But how did they do all those neat things? I mean, how much practice did it take? I mean, they did some phenomenal moves.
I know, but I tell you what, all of our team, we all could do it. I didn't play the Globetrotters, but I could do it too.
So this was things these boys had grown up with.
Yes.
It wasn't anything they learned after they came onto the team.
No, we knew. I tell you what, we played ball day and night. We'd go over in the bottom, play ball, and be cold, and we had to pass the ball and then put your hand in your pocket. Sound like a story, don't it? But it's the truth. And because you couldn't keep your hand out because it's cold, and we'd go over and shoot. Sometimes we'd play over in that bottom. When the moon is shining, you couldn't shoot from one side to go because you couldn't see it. What kind of moon, you know, it's moon was shining. But we played ball day and night, baseball and basketball. We was crazy about it. We were.
What'd your brother think when all that took place? Did he ever talk to you about it?
No, he just, only thing he ever said about it, I mean, said about it, was real comical to me, when they'd go places, you know, and all the guys gambled over it, and they guys go out to eat. Well, naturally, they're making good money, and naturally, they're going to go to them big fabulous and big nice places, you know, steaks and all that. And my brother, he'd go find him a place where some pinto beans and cornbread. I used to laugh at him about that, you know. Yeah. Then, see, he met the king and the queen, too.
Which king? England?
In England.
What did he say about meeting them?
Nothing much. He said he's met the king and the queen of England, you know, all like that, you know.